Thank you, Mr. President. As it is the last day of the meeting of states parties, let me thank you on behalf of the Italian delegation for the leadership that you showed during our works and that you will allow us, I'm sure, to conclude with very positive results this afternoon. Mr. President, we have come a long way since the convention was signed in 1997, marking a historic step in addressing the humanitarian impact of antipersonal mines. We must be mindful of the great achievements it has enabled, at the same time bearing in mind the challenges we are still facing. I want to thank the Young Mine Action Fellows that this morning with their statement brought enthusiasm and renewed energy to our efforts moving towards the common goal of a world free of mines. In line with the 2014 Maputo Declaration and the 2019 Oslo Action Plan, we urge states parties to intensify efforts towards completing major treaty obligations. According to the 2023 Landmine Monitor, at least 60 states, parties and not parties to the convention and other areas are still contaminated by antipersonal mines. At least 37 states parties are recognized to have responsibility for significant numbers of mine victims. As a senior member of the Committee on Victims Assistance, Italy attaches great importance to assisting victims, their families and communities, both in the short-term goal of physical rehabilitation and in the long-term one of psychological support, risk education, social and economic reintegration. It is essential that victims benefiting from assistance are included in broader development, human rights, and humanitarian programs. This, in addition, need to be implemented according to the principle of non-discrimination, as well as take into account gender and diversity considerations, aiming to adequately address the different needs of different beneficiaries. Italy believes that the importance of these principles, which are at the core of its development, cooperation, policies, and programs. For us, the protection of victims' rights and security is part of the broader promotion of the rights of all vulnerable groups, in particular persons with disabilities, in line with the Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities and the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. The protection of human life and human dignity is at the core of the Ottawa Convention. As diplomats, we bear a special responsibility for fostering its universalization process and ensuring that all its provisions are fully implemented. And I thank you, Mr. President.